from Nechemya Eimer. We explained yesterday the Tanakhama that says that you need 120 people in the city, what they were doing and all that. And Nechemya says you need 230. Keneged Sari Asaris. Zakhti Moratani Rebbe Eimer, Rebbe says Masayim B'Shiva. He also needs 277. Rebbe says 278. Like Kasha, Rebbe Yehuda, Rabbana. This is a beauty. This is Rabbana. Zok Rashi, what's going on over here? Why do you need 200? What type of cheshbon is this? 277. So Zok Rashi, Masayim Mushloishim Kerev Nechemi. Rebbe holds 230 like Kerev Nechemi. That what we said. Sorry. For each one, you need 10. Now, Va'oid Mem Zayin.
When did we say that?
That was the Mishnah.
What does
Saras
mean?
1 for 10. The Mishnah said, can I get Saras? Each one, 23 for 230. So now we're saying, Rebbe says you need 277. Why 277? So he says, 230 holds like Rebbe Nechemya. Void mem zayin, another 47, shemizchalku bezdin. If bezdin would split, yud alef mezakin v'achadosa mechayvin. You have 11 saying, and a 23 bezin. You have 11 saying Zakai, 11 saying Chayiv. And one says, I don't know. We had such a case already. So the halacha is Yesifu. You have to add Yesifu me'elu mem zayin ad shivim. You have to add 47 till you get to 70. Kedaminim ba'yu baitkin. We'll get this as Gemara. Mitzvim shem Yesifin shnayim alachav gimel. Im yizaku shnayim hare yud gimel mezakin. Ve'achad asam chayiv. If two of them are mezakin, then it's good. Then it's very good. You have 2 mezakin, you have 13 mezakin, and 11 mechayiv. Zaka. The im mechayivu chayiv. The ika atiya lera al pishnayim. So if both of them be mechayiv, then I have atiya lera al pishnayim. You always need another 2 to say lera. Vim yichalku. If you would split, so if one would say zaka, one would say chayiv, so I have 12 and 12. So oid loisav shnayim. Mechayin la oilam atchi yushivim le biyuda till you get to 70 le biyuda. Veshivim veechal le rabbanan. And 71 like Rabbanan. So that's the number that Rebbe says you need 277 or 270 like Rebbe Yehuda or 278 like Rabbanan because I need to get to, I go till 71.
How do you get 200? What's the 200?
230 like Rebbe Nechemya, 10 of each. And then the highest, you always add till you get to 70 or 71. Right? Tanu Rabbanan. Shtetim Pasuk V'samta Aleim. Sorry, I love him. Sorry, Meir. Sorry, Chamishim. Sorry, Asaris. That's what it says in the pasuk. So Yisrael said, "The Meir over there, we're going to make Sorry, I love him. Sorry, Meir. Sorry, so the Gemara. What is that? Sorry, Chamishim. Sorry, I love him. Is Sheish Meir of 10,000? You need 600. 600 times 10,000 is 600,000. So there were 600,000 Yidden. So maybe you need 600. 600 of Sari Alafim. Like, yeah, she said, Sari Alafim, Sheish Meis, Sari Sheish Meis, Elif Yagli. Fine.
It's 1 for every 1,000.
1 for every 1,000. That's Sari Alafim. Sari Meis. So how many Sari Meis do you need? Sheishes Alpayim.
So they included each other.
Right.
Otherwise it wouldn't
work
out.
Right, exactly. So Sari Meis, you need Sheishes Alpayim. How many of 100? You need 6,000. 6,000 times 100 is 600,000. So Rabbi Mazal is saying that obviously you included in that, what we just said a minute ago.
So when you have Sari Alafim, that means that he'll be in charge.
On top of them also, yeah. Sari Chamishim, how many 50s are in 600,000? Shnei Masa Aleph, 12,000. Sari Asaris, how many 10s are there in 600,000? Sheish Esribay, 60,000. Nimtzu Daini Yisrael Shivas Ribay 70,000 or Shemaynes Alpayim V'sheis Meis 78,600. Hadon Lachdin Emamanis. This is a pasuk. It's touching the pasuk. How many we had all in total?
So the Gemara was saying not like me.
What? No, we were just talking about. Rebbe Nechemya says you need 223 in a city of 230. Why? Because each one is a Sarei Asaris. You need each one to be like over 10 people. Zok the Mishnah Kayin Gadol.
That means that in the time of yesterday there was 78,000
day on They had a lot of shilas then. They just started the. They just started getting to know what's going on. They started Aleph Beis Gimel exactly.
It was more Rav than Dayan.
Today was short a couple.
It was the in thing. To be
a couple of hundred thousand. No, it wasn't an in thing. It was Yerochab. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't know anything about the Torah.
It was more Rabbein than they are. That's
why they're calling them Dayan. By the way, how could the apostle have been Dayan?
Why would they get it from?
There was a difference, maybe.
You mean what they know?
Yeah, what?
So they were taught the whole thing in Kabbalah Satayah. It wasn't just.
It was downloaded.
It was a chip.
I want that chip.
Okay. No, it's better to have it, to get it through learning.
Can you get it on Prime? Get it tomorrow? All
right. Zak the Mishnah. Kain Gadol. Dan v'dan and Isaac. Kain Gadol could be Dan. If you have a tine on him, whatever it is, he's Dan. The Dan and Isa, he could be part of the Dan. He could be part of Bezdin. Sorry, Dan. The Dan and Isa, and he could be Dan. Can he Mayid? He could say Edus or Meid and Isa. You could say Edus on him. Chalitz, Chalitza. What's Chalitza? Let's say his brother died, and now his brother was left with a wife without any children. So the halacha is either do Chalitza or Yibum. What's Chalitza? Chalitza is that thing with the shoe, you know that? The spit and all that, right? That's Chalitza. Yibum is that you marry this wife. So Chalitz...
He's obviously single at the time.
They're able to marry two wives.
Yeah, but it can't be Yibum anyway.
We'll see, we'll get to it.
Because
that's the next part of the mission.
Right.
Chalitz, so he could do Chalitza. That means, let's say, his brother's wife... Is without his brother died and his wife's without a husband, so he could go ahead and do chalitza. The chalitza in the ishtai, and you do chalitza to his wife. Let's say he died, his brother goes ahead and does chalitza to his wife. Umiyamim es ishtai, and you could do yibim to his wife. Let's say he died, the brother could go ahead and marry his wife. Avalu en miyabim, he cannot marry his brother's wife. Why not? Neshu asa b'almana. Chagadol is asa to marry almana. So if his brother died.
If there's no yibum, then why is the chalitza? Meaning, if there's no makam for yibum, how could it be chalitza?
There's a zikah. No, very good. No, that's a hard masechta. It means even though there's no yibum, there's zika. Zika means that you still not the zika virus. The zika.
You need chalitza.
Yeah.
That's only in the island somewhere, and it's southern.
Yeah. Avalu ain't a miyabim. He's not miyabim.
No
one
would know.
Right.
I
wasn't
going
to
chip
because
of that.
Maze? Don't worry, you paid up for it big time. Maze like Maze. Ain't a yaitzach amita. If someone died, he does not go. If someone died for. Ain't a yaitzach amita. He cannot go to Levaya. He can't go after this mita. Ella. Hey, nechasin vahu nigla. They get covered and he gets revealed. We'll see what that means. V'hein niglan v'hu nechse. They get revealed and he gets covered. Which means, v'yaitze iman at Pesach shayir ir, which means, whichever room they go into, he has to leave. He can only go into the room after they get covered, which means they leave the room. So they're carrying the mace through rooms, let's say. So he could go into the room only after they leave the room. When they get covered, which means they leave the room, he could be revealed to that room.
He's not allowed to see it, or he's not allowed to be in the same aisle.
Oh, so it's more than just the same aisle. We confiscate Marvin it from getting
no
even home. Close.
It has no roof.
They say
Marvin. Right.
We're talking about Masons. What, like a Shabbat?
Yeah, even Shabbat. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Why doesn't it say
Zakrashi?
Why doesn't it say Eichel here in the Mishnah?
Look, we're not talking about oil.
There's no roof on
that. That for sure is us.
There's no roof.
Yeah, that for sure is us.
See, Rashi and the Mishnah keep saying the word Nigla, like as if it's a seeing thing.
It's revealing.
Revealing, right.
That's what I said. So that we'll see what Rashi, how he touches. But that's what it means. You can't go from one room to the next. Look, Rashi. Can God lend you a chamita? Dilma, why? Dilma, also the minga, he might touch it. V'ainu de izdarekra, the azakra, this is what the pasuk says, v'amilish l'yetze. What does it mean, v'amilish l'yetze? It doesn't mean that you can't leave. Mikdushasa l'yetze, you can't leave his kedusha. Kalayma. Yisrachik menakia. Should remove himself from the tumma. Shlayavli de tumma. V'haikra, because God lend the Ksiv Le'amin El'Avelim Le'Tamah says to him about El'Avelim Le'Tamah says to him about his Einan, and we're telling you that he's not allowed to go. He's allowed to leave the Mikdash, but he's not allowed to leave his Kedusha. Hey, Nechsev V'hu Nigla. What does that mean?
Rabban.
What?
That's the Rabban. Hey, Nechsev V'hu Nigla is Rabban.
What, because it's a Gezer?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, when they leave the mavi with the mace, they go now into a different mavi. They get interesting. Taich in the Mishnah. Interesting way the Mishnah is saying. And they're covered from mavi rishon, which means they left it. It could have been just said much easier. Okay. She'ena raya. He said he doesn't see them. Who nigla? He can reveal himself. V'nichnas the mavi rishon, and he goes now into the mavi rishon. When they leave, when they get covered from the mavi sheni, which means they leave, v'hu nigla v'nichlas b'seichai, he gets revealed and goes inside it.
So really the straight road, he has to wait for them to get out of sight.
Yeah.
So if they really wanted to make a chiddush about being covered, they would say that it's not a case of mavi. You might say it's a mavi.
A mavi is a little better because even though they're close by, but since they're covered, which means you can't see them. Even though they're close proximity, right? Let's say something like that. They're not seen. Could help, right?
They didn't have a city the side of an astral stadium that has a roof.
Okay, I don't know what you mean with something. Fine. Have you?
Where is it?
In Lake New Jersey.
Oh, Texas.
Oh, yeah. Have you there, Amen? Ain't a Yaitzim in Amigdash. No. When it says in Amigdash La Yaitzim, it means he literally doesn't go out from the Amigdash. It's an Amigdash La Yaitzim. He can't leave. Because of a mace, he cannot leave.
And he does go out from the Midrash
for other
reasons. Yeah, yeah.
He goes home.
Yeah.
Ukshu menachem acherim. When.
So what? He's saying more than Remei that he can.
Yeah, Remei says he could go from one mavi to the next.
And what does Midrash Leitzah mean then?
He said Rashi explained that he can't become tame. Mikdusha said Leitzah. He's teaching, and the Midrash Leitzah means
literally
that
can't walk out.
Right.
For
the mess. When he's being menachem other people, normally, when you're menachem people, the kohel walks through the avelim and they tell him, "Hamakim menachem eschem," right? Right after the kvura, something like that, that's what happens. So, but when he's menachem, when the kohen gadol is menachem achayim, derech kolam oivim bezeach hazeh, v'amamunim mematzay beinoy levein ha'am. The oilim is over here. The Menachem over here, and the Kohen Gadol is walking in the middle with the scan on the side of him, and then he goes to the Menachem to be Menachem them. You got the picture? Oh, it's crooked. The people are standing over here. The Kohen Gadol is walking over here, and the scan of the Kohen Gadol is making him a sandwich.
Yeah.
And then he goes and it's like covered. He's walking on his own, and he's protected on both sides. And then the Menachem over here, let's say, and he tells them, "I'm not coming out."
This guy's gonna have to come back by himself.
Okay.
This is
Al-Kavod. Al-Kavod, the Kohen Gadol. We treat the Kohen Gadol with Kavod. Zakashik, Shu Menachem, Beshura, Shechayzim, Mikvayas, Mace, when they return from burying the Mace, Shein Shaloi, Derech Kala'am, Oivim Zachazet, everyone goes to Menachem, Sa'avul, Shaimim, Mahmad, that's what normal people do. But who, Mamunas, Kana Kayanim, Hakayanim, Mamatze, the Kohen Gadol, he makes the Kohen Gadol in between. Between him and the Am Shem Amunah b'minay. V'chal Am b'smayl. The Amunah is on his right side. And the rest of the nation is b'smayl. V'hu b'hemtz. And he's in the middle. Fine. So this one is Menachem other people. K'shu misnachem me'achem. If he lost a loved one and he's being misnachem from others. Chal Am. Oymim lo. They tell him. Onu kaparascha. V'hu oymelem tizbachem en ha'shamayim. They say that we are yikapara. And he says you should be gebenched.
He didn't leave the city. The shura is when they go back from the base of Kfaris.
Right.
He didn't leave the city.
Right.
So how could it be Mustafa? I mean, the shura.
What do you mean?
He didn't leave the city. They're Menachem when they come back from the base of Kfaris.
Okay.
He didn't leave the city. It wasn't by the base of Kfaris. So how did it, so he's not going to be in the shura?
He did it afterwards.
So they came afterwards. Okay.
Yeah.
Not in the shura.
Yeah. Anu kapiras chabanu teschap be'atav anachnu tachtecha underneath you. V'chol yoy love yalecha. Zok the Mishnah Vayetu. K'sha mavrin oise. What's mavrin? Mavrin is a sudas havra. The first sud of avil. You know that they're not allowed to eat from their own. People have to bring it in. Right? You bring eggs or something. Right? So that suda kala am mesuben ala aretz. Everyone is sitting on the ground. V'u meisav ala safsal. Normally the avelim are the ones sitting on the ground. No, the Kohen Gadol is the one that's sitting on a chair and everyone else is sitting on the ground.
No, not a chair.
Safsal is lower than a chair. Some type of chair. What?
During Shiva?
Right away, right. This is the first Suda When they come home.
Not for the kohen, for the...
Kohen Gadol. He's sitting shiva.
He's sitting shiva.
He's sitting shiva.
He's not sitting on... He is sitting on...
He's sitting on some type of chair, safsa.
Above.
It's a bench. And everyone else is sitting on the ground. Because we treat him with the echavad.
He has to go... But during shiva, he also...
Even shiva.
And we sit on the ground.
We sit on the ground because we...
And we make food ground.
No, and that's always. Every student of Avraham is the first student that after the Avelis, the person himself doesn't make food.
Of course, the Goyim got it from us.
The Goyim do that also?
Yeah. Right after whatever, call it the funeral or something.
6 weeks later.
Big party at the house of food, and everybody brings food.
Okay.
I mean,
that's where they got it from.
They're somber.
I know that, okay.
They bring food.
Shemav and Mais is a gashi.
They think they're going to wake up the Mais.
Shemav and Mais is a gashi, because the Kaim alone, like we learned, Avil's, Suda Yishayna, Asa Lacha Mishalai, it's Asa Vim to eat from his own. Nesubin al ha'oyetz, hein metzirin, and was ablan al tzayir. They contribute to his tzat. V'umesiv b'kavad al ha'safsal. He sits with kavad on a bench. Zok the Mishnah Vayit ha'melech, lo'y don v'lo'y don in oise. Kohen Gadol could be don and don in oise, like we started at the beginning of the Mishnah. But melech not. Lo'y don v'lo'y don in oise. He doesn't go to din, he can't be a dayan. Lo'y meyed v'lo'y meyed in oise. He can't say this, he can't say this about him. Lo'y chaylitz v'lo'y chaylitz in l'ishtoi. You don't do chalitza to his wife, and he can't do chalitza to when his brothers died, and he has to do chalitza to his brother's wife. Lay miyabim v'lay miyabim l'ishta. His wife is stuck. You don't do yibim to her. He can't be miyabim, and you can't be miyabim l'ishta.
If there's another brother, it's not a problem.
Yeah. If you die mimyatza lachlaitz, if he wants to chalitza liyabim zachalatayv, why not? If the melech wants to do chalitza or miyabim, let him marry his brother's wife. Amulay and shayman, no, you cannot do it. You cannot marry his almana. He was going on it. She's stuck for life. Why is that?
It's covered.
It's covered. If she was able to be married to the melech, she can't go down in life. Have you done it? A different, the next king can marry his wife. Pshita, why not? Why can't he be a dayan? Why shouldn't the Kohen Gadol be a dayan? So the Gemara, don and oise tzichale. No, that you could be dying on him. That's the chiddush. So Gemara, nami pshita. Why? Iloi danina le, iyu hechi dayan. If you can't be a dayan on him, how could he be a dayan? Why not? Because v'aksiv iskayshishu iskayshu bekayshu. Search. What does it mean? V'amash lakish kashayit atmecha v'achach kashayit achayim. You know those people that are always ready to give mussa to other people, but to themselves... That for some reason they never see the defaults, the faults. So you're not allowed to do that. First fix yourself and then fix others. So therefore, what are we telling you? So too, if he could be a dying on others, obviously he should be able to be done. They should be able to be done him. So no. So what's the chiddush? Ela aydi the kabayi. Yeah. Right. Ela aydi the kabayi. The misty melech leidam leidan, and I say the sefer the Mishnah said a melech cannot be done. Taninami can go the done and done, and I say the whole Mishnah is coming to tell you lafuke the sefer. Vibayi sayim hakamashma. It's good for coming to tell you this chiddush because the tiny can go the shogeg a nefesh can go the killed someone amazed neck amazed he gets killed b'shogeg gaila shogeg he goes to galus va'ive al asay va'alois asay. If he does asay or alois asay he gets aveir. And the Gemara is going to ask what's the chiddush. Okay, va'areyu kehadi lechal dvarav. And he's like, "Hadi lechal dvarav." We're going to see what that means. He's like, "The mar b'meizid nayak pshita." Especially if he killed someone b'meizid, why should he? B'shaygi gaila tzichale. It's coming to tell you that b'shaygi goes to galus. Why? Hanami pshita. That's also pashit. It's chsaka that the chamino hayel v'chziv yashav bad ma'isakayin gadol. We know we learned Masechtas Makis that when do you leave galus? When the kain gadol dies, you stay there till the kain gadol dies. Aim called the islay takanta b'chazaya ligli. Any time that you have a way of getting out, you should go to Galus. The lesser takana b'chazal leiligli. But if you have no takana, b'chazal, you should not go out. The tanan, 1 second. The tanan, like in the Mishnah, hayu kain gadol. If you kill a kain gadol, a kain gadol shahari, I guess a nefesh, or a kain gadol which killed someone, ain't a yaitz misham la'ilam. We learned in this mission, Makkas Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. That you do not leave forever. So, maybe you should not go to Galus. You know, you don't hire someone that you'll never be at the fire. So, you can't go to Galus. Maybe you can't go to Galus if he's never going to be able to leave Galus. Hamash Malan.
What's the Tanan? What do you see from here?
That you don't leave. You don't go out.
So then, what do you need? The whole kasha doesn't start then. The whole kasha is you don't go out.
Go out.
If the Gemara's Hemshich would have been, Kohen Gadol does not account for him because in Rav Mazel's next question is a good question. I don't know the answer to that. What's this? What's the riot? You don't go out because you don't go out?
No. We're saying that you would think that you don't go into Galus because you can't leave Galus.
Because it's less like the counter. Why is there not the counter?
Because you can't leave Galus.
Because you're the Kohen Gadol, Mamela. You're the only one that can patter yourself.
Right.
That's the kasher.
Kamash Malon, you do go to Galus.
And have a riot from a higher Kohen Gadol. What do you see from there?
That Itaka doesn't leave. That he wouldn't be any Yotam Sham Lailam.
It's poshi. What do we need that for? It's poshi. Doesn't go out forever. How could he go out?
He means when he dies.
No, because Rabbi Mazel's kasher, our goof.
Oh, so it's answering that question?
Right. We're coming to say is that Lemaisa, you would think that you don't go into Galus because you can never leave Kamashmal on the Mishnah, that you do go to Galus.
And then what, he can leave either when he dies.
He doesn't leave. Oh, when he dies.
I understand. But what's the Gemara saying? Arai, the Tanan, that you see from there, what? What do you see?
You can't leave.
Which just said that. What did the Gemara just say?
They appoint another kind.
The Gemara said that you stay.
Let's read the Gemara again. Emma called this
after the Gemara doesn't help him.
Pshita, the Gemara's question is.
Pshita, that he goes to Galus, why not? He's saying, no, you would think that since he wouldn't be able to leave, because we have exams of custom that if a Kohen Gadol goes and he doesn't leave, so you would think
he
doesn't
leave. So now we know he wouldn't leave. Why do you need Amud Beis?
You mean you know that he goes in?
You know that he goes in. Maybe you know he can't go out.
Yeah. Hear what he's asking. What's that? Let's just say. So the Gemara said that what? The Gemara is saying, cheat, it's possible that he goes to Galus. Why not? The Gemara is saying, you would think that since he can't leave Galus, he doesn't go into Galus to start with. Kamash Malon, that he goes into Galus and he can't leave. So the Pasuk Gufa told you that he can't leave means that he goes in. It doesn't mean he went there for vacation.
Yeah, which pasuk is the?
It's the pasuk of Yashav Bad. It's not a pasuk. It's the Mishnah. Whatever the Mishnah.
Unless the Lord and Taka has kasha, you would think as a chetem to how you would go out.
Oh, Mishnah is talking about him.
Is that Taka the answer?
No,
he can never leave.
He's in the Mishnah. I can't go. I can't go. Shai gets a nefesh. Any yet to Misham Lailan. He never leaves.
And he does. Oh, before the Gemara then.
Let me make your kasha stronger. This is a Mishnah Makkos ready. What do we need now, Mishnah? The Mishnah Makkos, the Maaseh tells you, you can't leave.
Why didn't even this to begin with?
So what's this Mishnah for?
Maybe it's based on our Maaseh.
I'm saying, but it's both a Mishnah.
Right.
So that Mishnah says the Maaseh, you can't leave. Right. So he's telling you, so in that is included, that you go in.
Right.
Good cash.
So what's that? What is Gemara Makkos? Gemara Makkos mentioned our Gemara? That's a Mishnah.
That's a Mishnah. That's a problem. They're both a Mishnah. Kamash Malon, that you don't. Yeah, you go in and you don't leave. Maybe you're right. Maybe you think you don't go in. Amakir Allah neshama kol yitzeach. I feel the kain gadol mashma. Any yitzeach, even a kain gadol, goes into galus. Zok Yashi. Don't know if it's zichle sakadai techamina. Le lezalzel lemesik kamei bedina. Lezalzel being bad. Va'ovah al seder kamei pach lezakid le'ava. He's over and say, well, obviously. Ve'yu kedil kamei mesuk meshape. Later was that. And a hurricane gadol. The Shaggy Gaila Mikha Venetum Sham Lilam, the Kivan Kang Gala Migdash, Shakaila Mamisas, Miyashov, Khan Kangal, Shag's never Shaggy Miyashov, I like Kangal. Have you had it? No, I didn't say that. Okay, fine.